In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We are drawn together as God's family from Whitkirk, Colton, and beyond to offer praise and thanksgiving, to ask the forgiveness of our sins, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek God's grace, that through the Son, Jesus Christ, we may give ourselves to God's service.
Good morning. Very good to have you with us for worship this morning. You'll see that thanks to the wonders of modern technology, we've had to come back to the vicarage for me to record the notices. That's because I managed to forget a couple of things I wanted to say in church whilst we were recording there. The first of which is a thank you, just a big thank you for all the support that you've given financially to the church during this period of time. It's made a real difference. It is, of course, this coronavirus having an impact in all sorts of ways in every aspect of life, and one of which certainly is the financial implications for the church. The income across the diocese has fallen. But I'm really proud that we at St Mary's have done our best to maintain our level of giving and to maintain our level of support to enable mission and ministry across the diocese. So a really sincere thank you. If you would still, if you've been unable to give still, I know some of you have moved over to standing orders, do send me an email or give me a ring and I'll direct you where you need to go if you'd like to, if you haven't managed to give through this time yet but would like to. It really does. Really does make a difference. In the end, it's about paying the bills, and we all know how important that is. So thank you. Second thing is to say that our worship next week will be a Eucharist, which will be here from St Mary's. Obviously, it's just small in number, just Jacob and I, hopefully, but you'll be with us in spirit. So I hope you'll be able to join us then. And then lastly, I know one or two of you have had questions about when we're reopening. You've seen that there's been reports in the headlines about churches being allowed to reopen. And that's certainly the case. And we as a coronavirus management team have been reflecting on those issues. And we have a PCC meeting online in the middle of July where we'll hope to finalise the plans that we've been making. But my sense is certainly that we should be patient, that there is no rush for us to do anything, that we need to be thoughtful and cautious about what we do, and that we're still in early days of this virus and coming out of lockdown. And what I'd hate to do is for us to be in a position where we said that certain things were possible and then have to go backwards again. That seems to me not a particularly helpful position to take. But we are thinking about it. We know it's important to a number of people that you can come and pray in this holy place that matters to us all. So just keep us in our prayers, in your prayers, and we will, of course, let you know as and when things change and hope that you'll be able to join us for prayer and so on. So just thank you for your patience and for your understanding. So all that said, we will sing a hymn, "New Every Morning Is the Love," those wonderful words by John Keble.
penitence for our sins, let us turn to Christ, that he may fill us with his new life. Lord Jesus, you came that we might learn from you and find rest for our souls. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you came that we might have abundant life. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you came that you might set us free. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. God our Saviour, look on this wounded world in pity and in power. Hold us fast to your promises of peace, won for us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, and Abraham said, Here I am. God said, Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering, and set out and went to the place that God had shown him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Then Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac said to his father Abraham, Father, and Abraham said, Here I am, my son. Isaac said, The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked together. When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. The angel says, Do not lay your hand on that boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham looked up and saw a ram, caught in a thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, The Lord will provide. As it is said to on this day, On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Alleluia, Alleluia. Let the message of Christ, in all its richness, find a home with you. Through him, give thanks to God. Alleluia. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the 12, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
If you think back to a time before lockdown, you'll know how big the hospitality industry was. As a nation of food lovers, our disposable income was often spent on dining out or eating in, having morning coffee or afternoon tea. And there is big business to be made from those who wish to be sociable. We also know how hard it's been through these past months not to have that choice available to us. We haven't just been able to go out for food, to share with friends and family, to catch up on the news. We have been bereft in many ways, and hospitality is one of them. Hospitality is a balance of being welcoming and being welcomed, sharing and offering. These two are linked to our ministry of welcome and mission at St. Mary's. Hospitality has a central place in Jesus' mission also. The most well known is the beginning of his ministry at the wedding of Cana in Galilee. And then through to the end, we hear of the Last Supper, the gathering of friends and to share a meal which would become a lasting memorial. Throughout his ministry, Jesus spent time with and ate with sinners and the down and out, and also the wealthy. This was Jesus fulfilling his mission, but it would set a template of what the mission of the growing church could look like. Since Pentecost, our gospel readings have challenged us to think about mission too. We have received the Holy Spirit, and now the question is, how do we move into the world to bring about Christ's kingdom? This is our third week in Matthew's Gospel, where we have been reminded to follow the apostles into the world, to proclaim the gospel in word and deed. It's not just an account of the mission that we read about in chapter 10, but it is an invitation to experience the mission for ourselves. At the end of the chapter, we learn that our role in the mission is not only as those who are sent out, but those who receive others also on the mission. The focus is on welcoming. Jesus uses the word welcome 6 times in this brief passage of only 3 verses, and points us to the importance of hospitality in this furthering Jesus' kingdom. We are called to consider more deeply what it means to welcome one another. Welcome can and ought to be practiced by us at any time, no matter what circumstances we find ourselves in. We also come to realise that our welcoming does not need to consist of grand or over-the-top acts. Any simple, basic act of kindness we could offer as a genuine welcome for one another is all that God requires of us. All we need to do is look around and see who is in need and try to do something about it. It could be as simple as just a cup of water. As people of faith, we are called to promote a compassionate welcome that motivates us to trust and to be open and to share. At this precise moment in our time, that seems impossible, where just the basic of acts could mean a huge risk or a great effort. But we, by experience, are a community of welcome, and that welcome has been hard to extend in these recent months. As we think about slowly coming back together, we still have a welcome to offer to those who perhaps might need our community more than ever, for those whose lives have been changed, for those whose faith has been changed in many ways. What would we want to say to welcome others who pass by the church, who dare to enter for fear of doing or saying the wrong thing? Any welcome, however small and simple, done with the right motive can make all the difference. Gestures as we are doing, like making a phone call to ask how a friend is or a stranger is doing, dropping off groceries at the door, reaching out to the lonely and the most vulnerable amongst us. According to Jesus, there is no small gesture. A cup of cold water, the smallest of gifts, could make all the difference. The roles of those who welcome and those who are being welcomed are interchangeable. We are called to be Christ to each other. Jesus sends us out to share the good news, to walk alongside one another, and to care for those whom he has given us. All of these are simple gestures. These are all cups of water. Also, we are called to remember that we should accept those acts of kindness too, for by doing so we accept the love and generosity of God. It may be just a cup of water, but for someone else it could make all the difference. So we pray that all are welcomed and all are nurtured in their journey with Christ. Amen.
We affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Lord of all grace, though separated from each other, we are never separated from your love. As we worship distantly, your love bids us welcome and joins us together. Let us pray. Lord of all faith, as our world has been affected by this lethal virus, we pray for all people and all countries. At this time, we hold in our prayers the United Church of North India, its moderator and Bishop of Jabalpur, the Most Reverend Dr. Prem Chand Singh. Keep safe, Lord, all who work and worship there. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of all eagerness, in our diocese we give thanks for and pray for all who provide pastoral care in any way to members of the community. Bless them, Lord, as by their generosity and effort they reflect your supporting and sustaining love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of all joy, during this time of limited travel, we have been able to appreciate the natural scenery that is local to us. We give thanks for and pray for the friends of Temple Newsam Park, whose work and dedication ensure that we can continue to enjoy the beauty and history of the treasure that is Temple Newsam Park and House. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of all kindliness, We pray for all members in our community as they cope with the trials and tribulations encountered because of COVID-19. We pray for the residents of Style Hill Way, and we hold in our prayers all those carers whose lives have been so much harder since coronavirus. We give thanks for the work of Carers Trust, a charity giving carers a voice and support when it is needed most. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of all compassion, we place our trust and hope in you when times are dark. We hold before you all those who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit, and especially those who have asked for our prayers. George Brown, Ginny Campone, Tom Heafy, and Jennifer Mode, and for all who are suffering from COVID-19. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of all, by Christ's cross and resurrection, we have the promise of eternal life with you. We pray for those who have recently died, Helen Armand and Pam Wood, and those who have succumbed to coronavirus. And we hold in our prayers those whose anniversary of death falls at this time, remembering Stuart Newhouse. May they rest in your peace, Lord, and grant to those who mourn comfort in their grief. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of all creation, we place ourselves in your protection. May the mantle of your peace enfold us this day and always. United with the Church across the world, let us pray with confidence, using the words our Saviour taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, whose beauty is beyond our imagining and whose power we cannot comprehend, show us your glory as far as we can grasp it, and shield us from knowing more than we can bear, until we may look upon you without fear, through Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. Amen. We thank you, O God, for you are gracious. You have loved us from the beginning of time, and you remember us in times of trouble and of joy. Your mercy endures forever. We thank you, O God, for you came to us in Jesus Christ, who has redeemed the world and saves us from our sins. Your mercy endures forever. We thank you, O God, for you have sent your Holy Spirit, who comforts us and leads us into all truth. Your mercy endures forever. Amen. Dear friends, seek for peace. Peace in your heart, peace in your spirit, peace in your mind, peace in your home. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.